One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
I can't believe you do this to a brother. That picture of Shirley on today's page looks like a repeat to me. You know you can't do that. You can't hook a brother and then cut back on the dosage. That's just crazy. Yeah.
Steve, you have a valid point. But we publish 5-6 issues a week. I need more Shirley pictures. We produce more issues than I can find Shirley pictures. So if anyone has some Shirley pictures, please send them to BartCop at BartCop.com. We need more. Maybe I can get some from Shirley. This next call is from generations of women who hate Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, Bart. Listen, my mom is telling me, and my sister, we're all sitting around in the kitchen, and we're talking about Rush Limbaugh coming back on the air on Monday.
Dork.
Okay, we so don't want to hear out of his sorry junky ass. Not that there's anything wrong with junkies, okay? But he's a mean junkie, and we hate him. I hope he saw, like, glowing tarantulas when he was going through his withdrawal. Yeah, yeah. Here, you want to hear from my sister? She'll tell you about Rush Limbaugh, too. We hate him. Hate him, okay?
Here. Take something.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh is evil, ugly. He shouldn't be allowed on the air. He's horrible, and I hope that him getting exposed to the world gives him a little taste of what he's dished out to everybody else in the world.
He got exposed in Russia. Oh, fuck. Here's my mom.
Well, the fact that he started his rehabilitation off on a golf course doesn't say much for his rehabilitation, so I have my real doubts about how much improved he's going to be when he comes back. I think he's going to come back just as stoned as ever.
Okay, well, that was it from our evil family. So, talk to you later. Bye. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bart, Dave from Joliet, also known as Dexter from My Stolen Nation. That link that you blessed me with gave me over 1,000 hits on a site that had previously only seen about 12 or 1,300. I'm thinking about advertising. Should I ever fall into that kind of splendiferous money? Have a nice one. Later.
Dave, thanks for that. Yes, there are a few things that work as well as advertising on BartCop.com. But you mentioned as soon as you come up with that kind of money, did you know you can advertise on BartCop.com for as little as $40? Now, that's just a half hour at the local bus station if you got to have $40. Or you can probably sell your blood twice and come up with $40. It's cheap, $40. Especially if you got a product to sell. I'd hate to see someone in a position where they had a product to sell, but they went out of business because they didn't have any customers, and they could have customers for $40. But if you're in business, you got to have the $40. Heck, steal some money. Get a stocking cap, put it over your face, go to the 7-Eleven. Don't use a real gun. Just stick your finger in your coat and say, I need $40. And they'll give it to you, and you run to them. No, tell them you need 41 because you have to pay for the money order. Then go to the post office and mail that to me, and I'll get you some business. We'll all make money. That's all we can do under Bush. Oh, and remember, for $40, you get two ads. Not just one ad, you get two ads. You remember not so long ago when ads were $80 a day? What was I thinking? So I turned Crazy Eddie on you, and instead of $80 a day, now it's $20 a day. Who believes that? We've cut prices 400%, my good Catholic math. But yes, $40 gets you 2 days on BartCop.com. You'll be seen by dozens of people. This next call is one of my favorite people She made it to the Fest East, and she made it to the Fest West. Anybody who spends any time in the Bart Cop chat room or on the forums knows Nuvina.
Hey, Bart. This is Nuvina. How you doing? Listen, I'm just sitting here watching the news, and I'm wondering what's wrong with everybody. What's the problem with Howard Dean? I mean, they've got a winner on their hands. You'd think that our party would be grateful. The last time we had an unknown governor running for office, he was a smashing success. Now all he needs to do is pick a real stiff senator for his running mate. Made it my New Year's resolution to call you all the time. So, love your show. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Nuvina, I agree. These nutty Democrats, what they need to do is quit calling each other stupid names. We need to get the seven smaller ones to drop out and let Clark and Dean fight for who's number one and who's number two. It's going to be a big fight taking on this illegal bastard. We can't get all our troops beat up into primaries. Thanks for calling. Call more often.
10 things George W. Bush complains about in England. Here we go, number 10. Clocks are 5 hours fast, number 9. Everybody's speaking some crazy foreign language, number 8. Harry Potter won't return calls, number 7. So touchy about minor things like going to war under false pretenses, number 6. They don't know where Saddam is either, number 5. Queen Elizabeth not half as funny as King of Queens, number 4. Disappointed to learn Big Ben is just a giant clock, number 3. Pack of gum costs £2. Who carries £2 of money? Number 2. I've been here for 36 hours and Prince Charles hasn't made a single move on me. And the number 1 thing George W. Bush complains about in England, driving on the left reminds me of my drinking days.
Politics. You want it hard, you want it fast, and you want it deep? Then you want Bart Cop Radio.
Oh yeah. Got Bart. Now you do. Bart Cop Radio.
Well, that's today's show. I hope you liked it. My name's Bart. You've been listening to Bart Cop Radio. And hope you forgive me for beating up the pig boy.
Y'all don't want to hear me, you just gonna dance.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, and baby doll, shake it on the floor.